to Oregon, both of them, seeing extended family there, and a lot of extended family came together in that area. And today is a very special episode because I gathered their suggestions together. I got mainly my cousins, my cousins, my siblings, and my mom to all contribute some suggestions. And the first one, we're really going all over the place in a good way. A lot of these artists I don't really have a great familiarity with, so this is going to be a fun one, I think. Up first, from my brother Sam, we've got Kirby by Aesop Rock. I'm familiar with this song, but I hadn't listened in quite a while. Aesop Rock is very, I don't know, he's associated in my mind with, like, Run the Jewels. He's like, he would play at, like, Pitchfork Fest or something. That kind of media circuit really likes him, or liked him. I don't know if he's still releasing music. Probably is. Anyway, that's what we're going to start off with, and then roll from there. We got a nice hour ahead of us. I'm excited. All right, Kirby, Aesop Rock.
Kitten.
Rap songs do we have about cats? Great lane to fill from Aesop Rock. I'm gonna do something I'm gonna do throughout the show and just look up some of these artists on Wikipedia to get basic background info. But Aesop Rock, been around longer than I realized. So shout out to him. Released an album late last year. So if you like that, there's a lot more out there. 10 projects worth, and I'm sure a lot of EPs and side projects and things. And what we're hearing in the background right now, and Will throughout the show, is tracks from the Metal Fingers box set, or Metal Fingers Presents Special Herbs box set, MF Doom Beats. Anyway, the next up is Cousin Anson, who in my mind is a little kid running around playing Pokemon, but is actually going into high school, or going out of high school, going into senior year, so time flies. And speaking of time flying, this song will probably bring you back if you're anything like me and listen to Igor like crazy in the summer of 2019. This is a classic, one we all know, I'm sure, Earthquake.
For real, this time.
Confession to make, it's been so long since I heard that song, I completely forgot there was even a Cardi feature on it, let alone one with expletives. So they caught me, what's the professional term for it in the radio business? One I would call it is asleep at the wheel. But I'm alert, I'm driving good now, you definitely don't need to swap out the driver, no, I'm definitely fine. Up next, we got a suggestion from Holly, the oldest and the wisest of the large Dame clan. Dame clan, I guess some of us not sharing the same last name, but that's what we are. Always on My Mind by Pet Shop Boys, one of my favorites off this set list. I was almost gonna, when I was planning out what I was gonna do and before deciding on this idea, I was gonna play that and then passed up on it. So not passed, this was in the rotation regardless. I like this song. I'm talking over myself. The Rust, folks, we're rusty. I've been away for a while. Gotta get sharper again. Always on My Mind, Pet Shop Boys. Bang. I really like, one thing I really like about that song, that version of Always On My Mind, is I think of it as like a, this is an imperfect comparison, but like how the music for movie trailers, you have like a established pop song, but now you play it in like a lower key, a minor key, I should say, and it's slow and it's like menacing and spooky. And the original version, or the other versions of Always On My Mind by Elvis, Willie Nelson, etc., they're not spooky in any way, but they're slower, they're like country songs, and there's a lot of fun in taking kind of the inverse of the typical cover, like a standard cover. The easiest thing to do, you take your guy takes his guitar, and he plays a kind of simplified version of what's already been done. And so to go the opposite direction with it, obviously they're not the only ones or the first ones to do that, but it's such a fun example of it, so well executed. In general, Pet Shop Boys are just interesting because they're having a, I don't know about a moment, because they're like one of the most successful pop artists ever or whatever, but like culturally, they kind of predict, or not predict as much as like the current stan culture and obsession with numbers and fans taking in music based off like, well, how can this be promoted and make more sales, and that being something that the audience actually cares about doesn't necessarily originate in the first place from them, but it certainly was a part of their significance, part of their fan base, their the culture around them. And now that's just so prevalent in all pop music and just discourse around music in general, which is also tied into them being more highly regarded, I think. Anyway, speaking of modern pop music, we got a suggestion up next from L. It's the Girl So Confusing remix that Lord hopped on. Let's hear it.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
I don't know, I'm just
We get our big pop stars together on remix collaborations of successful songs to talk about their issues with their body image and with confusing relationships with their friends / enemies. Just interesting point we're at. I think it's a good song. I think it's a great song even. It's just funny. I don't know if there's a point. There's not many songs like that in tone and topic that I've heard before. And I think that's to its credit, but it's just unique. It's interesting. I don't have any further comment than that. Other than I really have enjoyed the album Brat. I was going to say Brat Summer, but I don't know if I can claim a full participation in that. I've been at home for a lot of that, nursing the recovering from getting my appendix removed. Hard to have a Brat Summer when you're just kind of on the couch watching the Olympics. But the Olympics have been great also. It's just the last one, Tokyo, I have no memory of. I don't know if I watched any of it. And that was like, I can't remember if that was peak COVID times or not. But it was just, I know there weren't any crowds. Just wasn't a big event. Kind of passed us all by, I think. All the big athletes who kind of had their breakouts then, I had no awareness of until this one. But it's been really fun to watch more closely with that extra time I've had. Up next, more modern pop music. I'm not sure how modern we call this, because this is 2020. Okay, that's newer than I thought. Rina Sawayama single, Lucid. I haven't played any Rina Sawayama on this show in a long time, probably since freshman year when I was starting off. So nice to have her back in the mix. Haven't listened to her music as much the last couple years, or else she would have worked back in the rotation. She was pretty cool in John Wick 4, though. That was a nice little cameo appearance. And this is a single off that 2020 album, Sawayama, the self-titled. Anyway, Lucid. Enjoy. Forgot to mention it, but that one was sent in by Robin. Oh, thank you, Robin, for that pick. Up next, shifting gear. Before I do an up next, actually, I want to say we are ripping through these suggestions. I'm going to have some time to spare at the end of these suggestions, I think. I've got a couple songs picked out, but if you, listener at home, want to send in a suggestion, we have a DJ chat on our website, first of all. You can try using that. You could also call our phone line. That would be 855-915-9636. Or, if you know me, you can text me. Any of these things would be acceptable pathways to suggest a song. We're almost halfway through, and we should have some room to fit a couple other ones in. But we got a lot of suggestions still to go. From my sibling, Charlie. He had the next one. Another pop song. But this one from a different era and a different country. This is from Yasuha. This is a J-pop, city pop song from 1981. This is Yasuha's, I believe, debut single? An early success for... I'm on this Wikipedia page right now, and it's pretty interesting. I'm just not very familiar with the Japanese entertainment industry at all. So it seems like much of her career, she was a TV personality, almost more so than a singer. And then she spent like 30 years out of the public eye because she was married, and that was just her job. Like, she just, as part of her marriage, wasn't supposed to be in kind of the public eye, public life. But anyway, this song is Fly Day Chinatown by Yasuha. I haven't listened to much city pop, but I know Charlie listens to a bit of it. It's a whole lane for some people, so I don't know. I think it's interesting. Give it a chance. Fly Day Chinatown. We'll be right back.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
I did not realize that was going to be Simon Cowell. I'll be so real. That doesn't change things that much. It's not really surprising PETA would do a Don't Leave Dogs in a Hot Car PSA, but just the voice, the who it was, the everything. Some minor surprises, but that's what we get with the PSAs here sometimes. Still an important message, especially when it's as hot as it is today in Boston. I'm here in the studio. We have an AC machine set to 60 because we have a lot of important equipment in here that you absolutely would not to overheat, to melt, to warp, etc. But I am still sweating. It is a hot, hot day. We've been in the 90s all day. I went on some longer walks this morning, saw some friends, and just coming back home, I was like, this is not even that much rain, and I am just wiped out. And also, I didn't know if I'd make it to the show in time because it started raining as I left, and I had to go back inside, move all my stuff to a different bag, put on like a jacket so I could survive the 5 minutes of rain we're going to get all day. Anyway, I liked that last song by Yasuha. I liked the message of that PSA, although the messenger isn't my favorite guy ever. I don't think he did anything wrong. It's just the vibes of Simon Cowell are always obnoxious. And then I was going to say we shift gears for the second half, but it's not a major gear shift. I try to sequence these things, you know, make it a smooth ride. Up next is another classic. I called Earthquake a classic, but that's like a modern classic. Came out in the last 4 years. 4 years. This is, for some listeners, you're going to hear this and be like, this isn't that old, but this song, Take Me Out, it came out, I believe, no, it was not 2002, the year I was born. It was 2004 when I believe the person who suggested it was born, I think. This is from Mac, cousin, we go way back, always talking soccer together. And yeah, Take Me Out, Franz Ferdinand, a song I'm always happy to hear again. Shout out to all 17 of you loyal listeners who have stuck through the whole hour so far, and any others who are just tuning in or going to tune into the future. I know some of you, I came in and there were people already listening to the automated stuff before I came in, and it's all going to be automated after me for an hour. And then, actually, let me just pull up the schedule while I'm talking about this, because I know we have actual songs or shows this evening. Yeah, we got Friday Night Fights. 5 to 6 is blank, and then, yeah, 6 to 7 through all the way through 9 p.m. All the way through 10 p.m. we have freeform shows here on WMFO. So please stick around if this is interesting to you. Come back another day. Summer, it's pretty spotty, but we do have some dedicated DJs. A lot of us aren't students either. It's a cool thing to be a part of. And I've just enjoyed it. I had the thought, I've been doing this now since off and on, since second semester freshman year. And I don't know, this has been a constant. And when there's been other clubs that I've picked up and dropped off and kind of been in and out of, there's times where I have people on the show all the time and times where I'm just doing it solo, just depending on the timing that semester. But it's been fun no matter what. I have shifted recently to Apple Music from Spotify, and that's complicated the process a little bit, but that's self-inflicted wounds right there. Oh, while I'm yapping, I have to do my every single show soccer/football spiel about two topics. One, they should remove soccer from the Olympics. It serves no purpose there. There's several other major tournaments every 2 years that really fill in the gaps for international play. It just, there's a few players who fill that over 23 spot for each of these teams, and some of them just get really overworked. And then for the young players, it's like there's already youth tournament set up. So it really just serves no purpose. But what would be really cool is futsal. It's like how they don't have full-scale rugby, but they have rugby sevens. They have 3v3 basketball, but they also have 5v5. But this is also, there's not really international basketball that people care about. It exists, but it's not as prestigious as the Olympics. Anyway, bring futsal to the Olympics, or at least five-a-side. It would be fun if the very best did it, but even if it's just those like specialized players in that specific version of the sport, I think it would be sick, and it would be a much better product than the 11v11, because it's just too much. It's just no one cares about the Olympics for that, really. I do remember that Messi won gold, though, back in the 2000s when he was a young player. And the other thing that I will mention after the next song. So the last one was Trying Your Luck by The Strokes. I played a lot of The Strokes when I was first starting this. I've moved away from them a little bit just because I think you'll hear The Strokes a lot if you keep coming back to WMFO. But still one of my all-time favorites. Is This It is such a comfort record for me. Comfort album. You can just go back and listen to it, and I know every second of it. The timing between the songs. Anyway, that was suggested by Jonas, and we got another Jonas suggestion here, Ground by Wallows.
Take my
This is a shout out to Leon Marchand. What an athlete. I hate to give credit to French people, but he is absolutely killing it. That man is going to be the president, prime minister, whatever. They got chaotic politics. They'll probably just install him. Age, what doesn't matter. 4 golds in your home country, that is insane. What an athlete. Anyway, the other soccer thing I wanted to say. Also, I did actually enjoy that song, Wallows. I haven't tapped into Wallows in a while. I had friends in high school who really liked Wallows, and then they drifted off my radar, and that was a little pleasant reminder. We got a song coming up, suggested by David, by the artist Troy. David's my brother, my youngest brother. Shout out, David. All love. But before I play that song, even though I'm running out of time, I have to talk about ML Smith Rowe. I'm running out of time. I don't think I have anyone after me. I'm going to go over. Young Arsenal player got sold for a lot of money, and I'm really sad about it because he kept the current coach in his job, basically, by playing really well and bailing the team out a couple years ago when they were mid-table. So I appreciate everything about him. I was really provided a spark to the entire Arsenal fan base at a time when everything was very dour and negative. So much love to ML Smith Rowe at Fulham. Good times, but they almost come to an end. Anyway, unrelated to any of that, this is Gemini by Troy.
I'm in no rush to get older. feels like life's getting shorter. Comes and goes like lightning. Too blessed to be worried. Don't need the feeling of regret. Everybody has a story, and ours hasn't started yet. There's nothing to analyze. What are the chances we'd meet in this life? Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. I'm falling asleep with you lying next to me. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. I'm falling asleep with you lying next to me. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning. Too blessed to be worried. Doesn't matter where you're from. Everybody has a story. We're all staring at the storm. There's nothing to analyze. What are the chances we'd meet in this life? Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. I'm falling asleep with you lying next to me. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. I'm falling asleep with you lying next to me. Chainsaw couldn't split us up. Nothing's gonna wake me up. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning. Not even the thunder, not even the lightning.
That was Lightning by Marrow, suggested by Natalie. Much love to Natalie. Nice. Just like all everyone else I got the chance to catch up with over the last week. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for sending in that submission. But I do want to mention, because it was just funny, I googled Marrow, looked up their name, and they're doing fairly well for themselves. They got a nice little audience, but the blurb that comes up for their about page describes them as... It makes a comparison to Elliott Smith with his intricate guitar and intimate vocals. The parallels between Marrow and Elliott Smith are unmistakable. Not everybody is Elliott Smith. Let's back it up here. That song wasn't too bad, but let's... That is... I googled it and I felt like I had to point it out. That dug into my brain a little bit. No, you cannot just compare anybody to Elliott Smith. Anyway. Different... whole era. Most of this stuff has been from the 2000s or even the 2020s. I think one of the only two suggestions I got that was from beforehand, one was Charlie's Fly Day Chinatown, the 80s city pop song. This from Myra is These Days by Nico. 60s stuff, which I love. The more I listen to music, the more time I spend with it, the more I end up delving into 60s, 70s. Stuff. I've honestly, especially the last couple years, find myself listening to more, less and less new stuff than I used to. But anyway, all that to say, a lot of you are probably familiar with this song anyway. I'm sure it's on vinyl in somewhere in our massive collection here. And I think I'm going to have to close out the show with it because I'm starting to run out of time to play anything else. So sorry, Mom. Sorry, myself, because I picked out a couple songs that now I don't think I'm even going to get to. But anyway, These Days by Nico.
I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stop my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I